Hello everyone, this is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. This is part 6 of our 2014 Avian Awards podcast series. Please go back to part 1 to get sort of an overview. I seem like I'm doing it every day, and just get an idea of what we're trying to do here. I am a voter for the Avian Awards, which as you know is the biggest awards in the adult industry. This is sort of a behind-the-scenes look at some of the nominees and the process. I will talk about it as we go rather than a formal introduction this time. If you want to follow along, you can go to avianawards.com on the nominees page. We're about a third of the way down now. We're starting with Best Femdom Strap-On Release is where we're starting. Feedback is available on the page where you found this podcast. It's also available via email, roger@rogerviews.com, or Twitter, Roger T. Pipe. Go ahead and follow me. Send me a message, and if you have a question, a comment, or just want something to go out there, drop me a line. Let's get started with that Best Femdom Strap-On Release. This series, of course, is all about guys getting nailed in the butt by strap-ons, and they have their own award. Not my favorite category. It's not something that totally quite get. There's some good series, though. I know that the strap-on or strap for teacher from Joey Silvera. Joey does all kinds of interesting fetish stuff as well, if not better than anybody. Also, Strap Attack, also from Joey. So Joey's got a couple, actually three on here. Strap Some Boys with a Z, Strap for Teacher, and Strap Attack are all from Joey. Severe Society, Slut Bottom Chris meets the Prostate Assassins. Have seen them, like the people at Severe Society, very much. If you have not seen Slut Bottom Chris get boned in the butt, he could give Dana Day Armand a run for her money. So, you know, that's definitely something. Best Foot and Leg Fetish Release. Honestly, I did not look at all of these this time. Barefoot Confidential 76 from Kick-Ass. Barefoot still does great foot stuff. Foot Fanatic from Elegant Angel is a little more mainstream. Just happens to be sort of a nod toward feet. Jimmy Gets a Foot Job 2 from Severe Society. Another very fetish-oriented foot stuff, whereas you know Rocco's World, Feet Fetish and Feet Obsession 2, both from Rocco, are much more, again, straight hardcore sex with a nod toward the feet, if you will. Best Foreign Continuing Series. Just looking down here, some good series to look out for. Mofo's Worldwide is good. Public Pickups from Mofo I like a lot. Rocco's POV, one of my favorites. Rocco just shoots great stuff. Sperm Swap from Europe is good. Honestly, I think my favorite on this list is Young Harlots from Harmony. They're real light features, more of themes than actual stories, but they're really well shot, great casts. I really like those movies a lot. Best Foreign Feature. After Party Bitches from Mark Dorcel, Bachelorette Party in the Caribbean from Mark Dorcel, The Dancer from Mark Dorcel, Destino from Cinema Erotic, Dirty Peep Show from Mark Dorcel. You kind of get the idea that it's a Mark Dorcel-dominated category. The Ingenious, Mark Dorcel, The Last Shag, Mark Dorcel, My Sister and Me, Mark Dorcel. You get the idea? Triple X Fucktory from Rocco was funny. I liked that one. My Sister and Me was a good one from Dorcel. Dirty Peep Show also was a good one. Bachelorette Party in the Caribbean was good. It's funny, years ago, these were the kind of movies that Private made. Now Dorcel and Joy Behr make them mostly for Wicked, distributed by Wicked in the United States. So good ones to check out. Best Foreign Non-Feature. Private's doing a lot of those now. 19th Birthday Present, Adventures of the Lust Boat, both from Private. Beach Volley Sluts in Ibiza, which is one of my very favorite in this series. I just like beach volleyball girls a lot. Rocco's Perfect Slaves was very good. Sperm Swap in Europe 2 from Cruel Media I liked a lot. Also Brit School Brats, which was a Philly Films all-girl, so kind of crossing the line there. I liked that too. Best Girl-Girl Sex Scene. Not my favorite kind of sex scene, but some good ones here anyway. The Walking Dead, a hardcore parody, Skin Diamond and Cleo Valentine? Spells it weird. Anyway, was good. Underworld, Jessica Drake and Capri Cavani. Beautiful, beautiful scene from Underworld. Lily Carter and Molly Bennett from Meow 3 from Generation X. Jenna Hayes' movie was very good. Bonnie Rotten and Nikki Hartz from Beyond Fucked, a zombie movie. Asa Akira and Celeste Starr from Asa Loves Girls. So there's some good stuff there. Here is a category that I really do like. Best Gonzo Release. Quite often the movie that wins this is my favorite movie of the year. Day with a Porn Star 4 from Brazzers. Ferris Superstar, Backdoor Teen Mom from Vivid Celeb. Inked Angels from Kevin Moore, Evil Angel. Jack Attack from Digital Playground. James Dean Sex Tapes from James Dean, Evil Angel. The Lust Resort from Wicked. No Come Dodging Allowed 13, Mike John, Jules Jordan. Pervs on Patrol 13 from Mofos. Real Life from Kelly Madison. Praise the Load 8, Mike John, Jules Jordan. Public Affairs from Hustler. Raw 14 from Manuel. Remy LaCroix's Anal Cabo Weekend from Les Wood, Buttman, Evil Angel. See My Sex Tapes 2 from Adam and Eve. Spin, Suck, and Fuck from Immoral. Interesting here, because you've got something like the James Dean Offset Sex Tapes, which is really kind of a Raw, and Raw 14, both kind of the same thing, just, you know, setting a camera down and shooting yourself, in with something like Lust Resort from Wicked, or Jack Attack from Digital Playground, which I loved, and then the Ferris Superstar, a celeb tape and Best Gonzo Release. That's interesting, but the fact is, if you saw the Farrah Abraham, and I'm interested to see what you guys think, but I think it was shot like a basic Gonzo scene. It wasn't shot like a hidden home video thing. It was shot to be released, and it was hot. It was. She's very, very attractive. The Remy LaCroix movie really kind of snuck up on me, and I like it a lot. The Anal Cabo Weekend. Mark Wood and Francesca Leigh have been together a long time, and they make really good movies. The two Mike John titles, Praise the Lord, I like, but No Come Dodging Allowed is one of my favorites. So you can kind of, you know, go from there. Best group sex scene. Oh man, too many to even begin to name. The Devil's film Gangbang, though. The Chanel Preston was nominated, not the Lisa Ann, which I thought was interesting. Good. Both scenes were good. I think I liked Lisa's a little better. The big scene at the end of Bridesmaids with Jesse Jane, Stoya, Caden Cross, Brooklyn Lee, and Johnny Sins was very, very good. The Gangbang of Bonnie Rotten. See, some of this best group stuff is really gangbang related. Gangbang 5 with Jada Stevens was very good. Manuel Ferrer's Reverse Gangbang was an interesting scene. Orgy University, which is sort of a nod to Carrie from Vivid, had a nice one. Performers of the Year 13, Lily Carter, basically a gangbang scene there, was very good. Six in Me Too, Smash Pictures Gangbang, Sarah Chavon. Skin Diamonds, No Limits. Skin's gangbang was very good. The orgy at the end of Walking Dead, interesting in terms of, you know, makeup. Weapons of Mass Destruction 7, also good. I think I would go with the gangbang of Bonnie Rotten. I really do. Bridesmaids is also very good. So, some great group sex scenes there. Best interracial release. Now, of course, porn defines interracial basically as black on white, but you know, we'll stick with that definition and not argue about it too much. Although I certainly would be interested to hear what you guys think, if white on Asian or Latin on black should be considered in this category, if we should just sort of stick with it. The Black Book from Digital Sin, Black Owned 4, Jules Jordan Video, Blacks and Sluts from Private, Brother Load 4, Jules Jordan, Dark Meat from Belladonna, Double Black Penetration from Jules Jordan, Fuck Me Like a Whore West Coast, Housewives Gone Black 15 from West Coast, Interracial Coeds from Zero Tolerance, Lex is Too Big for Teens 10 from Reality Junkies, Lex Turns Evil from Evil Angel, Lisa Ann's Blackout, Lisa Ann, Jules Jordan, Mandingo Massacre from Jules, Massive Anal Booty from Elegant, We Vow to Blang Back Black Biatches 2 from Kelly Madison. Now that's a white on black. So, tough call. Lex Turns Evil is really good. Really solid movie. Lisa Ann's Blackout, very good. Mandingo Massacre 17, very good. You know, take your pick from those. Best interracial series. Bay and Black, Black Girlfriend, Black Kong Dong, Brown Bunnies, Diesel Dong's Gangland, I Like Black Boys, Mandingo Massacre, MILFs Like It Black, Monsters of Cock, My New Black Stepdaddy, My New White Stepdaddy, Prowling for White College Pussy, Random Brown, and Where Do White Women At? The Mandingo Massacre stuff from Jules is always fantastic. Diesel Dongs is a good series from Bang Bros. Monsters of Cock, also from Bang Bros. My New Black and My New White Stepdaddy is interesting if you like that fantasy. Gangland is interesting for some minor gangbang action. So, who do I vote for? Mandingo Massacre. Yeah, that's the best one. Best Makeup, Beyond Fucked, A Zombie Odyssey. Lots of zombie movies this year. That was one of them. Really good. Clown Porn, the parody. Clown Makeup. Evil Head, Burning Angel. I think that had better makeup than Beyond Fucked, but it was close. Fashionable Fuckers, Grease, XXX, Man of Steel, XXX, Not the Wizard of Oz, XXX, which would be my pick of the parodies. The Wizard of Oz for makeup. Obedient School, Sailor Poon, XXX, Interactive Parody. She-Hulk, XXX from Axel Braun. Show No Mercy from Wicked. Underworld from Wicked. Vampire Mistress, The Walking Dead, and Wolverine. I'm tempted to say that I think Evil Head was perhaps the best, although Wizard of Oz was also excellent, and so was She-Hulk. Now that's sort of specialty makeup. I wonder if people might think about some more subtle stuff than that, but all right, we'll do three more. Best Male Newcomer. Seriously? Clover, Chris Cock, Ike Diesel, Small Hands, Mo Johnson, Jovan Jordan, Tony Martinez, Bradley Remington, Cody Sky, Chad White, Wirex, and Van Wilde. I bet if I put all these guys' pictures up on the site, very few of you could put face to name at this point. Best Male Newcomer just is not a strong category. It takes a long time for guys to make a splash in this business. And some of these guys I do recognize, and they're good. I'm not trying to say they're not. It's just not exactly a high-profile... not a high-profile award, really. Now, two more. Best Marketing. Best Marketing Campaign for Company Image. Adam and Eve, Burning Angel, Dream Zone, Evil Angel, Extreme Comics, Girlfriends, Hustler, Jules Jordan, Monarchy Distribution, Rain Productions, Vivid, Wicked, Wood Rocket, X360, and X-Play. Company Image. And here's another one. What makes for best marketing? Is it highest profile? You make the company very, very, very high profile? Or that it's just always a positive image? I think that's kind of an important question to ask. Not entirely sure how we should base our vote on that. I mean, this year, certainly Monarchy really put its name on the map. Excellent job there. I always think the Burning Angel does a great job of owning its niche. Girlfriends Films did another excellent job. Extreme Comics started out really strong. I think it sort of faded a little bit. I think it lost direction. You know, obviously losing Rob Black didn't help. So that Rain Productions Tasha Rain doing it on her own is pretty impressive. Wood Rocket made a big name for itself there as well. Great marketing job. Brian Gross is helping them out. Excellent job. Best Marketing Campaign Individual Project. Clown Porn the Parody. Thought that was very funny. Code of Honor Digital Playground did a nice low-key job with presenting it. Daddy's Girls, I'm not sure Girlfriends did enough to promote Daddy's Girls. I think it was a little out there and probably should have been pushed a little harder. Fans Choice, the Brazzers 2000th DVD was nice. The selection process was very cool. Obviously, Ferris Superstar, Backdoor Teen Mom, Vivid handled that really well. Get My Belt from Kelly Madison, their entrance into the fetish world was really well done. Jessica's Guide to Wicked Sex has been promoted beautifully. Man of Steel, Measure X from Zero Tolerance, Mile High Madness, Social Media Porn Star Pairing Contest was interesting. Official Team BJ from V&A Girls, Sponge Knob Square Nuts from Wood Rocket, Underworld from Wicked, and Wiener and Me from Vivid. I think Vivid Celeb for the Ferris Superstar. They got a lot of good press on that and did a nice job with it. Those are my thoughts. Once again, thanks to our sponsors. Take a look at Hot Movies. Take a look at Adult DVD Empire. Give me any feedback you'd like. I would love to hear from you. And hey, if you're a nominee and you want to send over a picture, particularly if you're a beautiful woman, we can put the picture up and we'll talk about you. We are good about that. So send over some material and we will definitely talk about you. Drop me a line, Raj@RajReviews.com. Thank you very much. We'll talk again soon.